A new day's rising. Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation.
People, our power is aligning. Oh, people, look around, see your friend. Oh, people, together till the end. Together till the end.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, justice, liberation, health, wellness, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in.
Plate of compassion, we slice through delusion, making way for the wisdom. We trust in our anger to guide us into action. Dancing in the ring of fire, we live in our passion. We live our passion.
I am very grateful and very happy and very honored that we are joined by Reverend Carol Saunders. And Reverend Carol Saunders is going to be sharing information about the upcoming retreat in Missouri near Kansas City. And it is the Whole Planet Spirituality Form and Retreat. Welcome, Rev Carol. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
It's my pleasure to be here. I love being on this show, so thank you for inviting me.
And thank you for all you do. And I'm very excited to hear about the Whole Planet Spirituality Forum and Retreat 2026.
Yes, we're in our sixth year. And this started way back as an idea that happened out of a conversation that I had with Victoria Moran in a car back in like 2019 or so. And it grew into an annual forum and retreat. And I call it forum and retreat because there are retreat aspects and there's also conversational and discussion and learning aspects to it. It happens over 3.5 days. Can I tell you like who's coming and
yes,
what we're going to do?
Yes.
Okay, great. All right. I'm really excited about this year. Every year is different. Every year has a different theme. Every year has a different featured speaker. And we have a number of other speakers as well. This year, our theme is above all, love all. And it is the deep, deep spiritual call to rise in consciousness to a place where we really can be loved. So let me tell you about what's going on Thursday, October 29th. We invite people to come, and this is at Unity Village, which is outside Kansas City. People arrive on Thursday, and we've got a mindfulness walk on the 1,200 acres of trails. We got a presentation on faith traditions that have roots in compassion for all life. And then there's also a walking tour of Unity, the Unity Village grounds that night, and then getting to know your session and all that kind of stuff. The official opening to the retreat is Friday morning, and I will introduce that. Friday afternoon, our featured speaker this year is Cameron Waters, and he is the co-creator of Christspiracy, which is a film that is kind of controversial. They've also called it, I think, What Would Jesus Do? Something like that. And it really looks at Jesus as a vegan. And what's interesting is it's not really just a projection like we hope that's the case. Cameron Waters is a Christian, and he really has all sorts of scriptural references that build up to this conclusion. And he's just fascinating to listen to. So many of us, whether we're Christian or not, so many of us receive a lot of pressure, back pressure from Christians when it comes to loving animals and not using them. And Cameron Waters is really going to help us with how to speak to people. Other people who are coming are Tammy Hayes. She leads the Million Vegan Grandmothers. And she's going to do a wonderful presentation on spirals. What's it called? It's called Building a World of Love Through Spirals of Sacred Relationships. Renee King Sonnen, the founder of Rowdy Girl Sanctuary, she's coming back. She was a featured speaker 3 years ago, and she's coming back to lead us in a community conversation. We have another presentation again by Dr. Silas Rao on Planet B, where what do we need to do to create this new planet that we want to be on? We have Dr. Armadi May who is going to do a presentation on love your four-legged friends and all earthlings. She practices Zoroastrianism. I think that's what you call it, Zoroastrianism. And she's going to bring her faith tradition into the compassion for all animals and also help us understand how we can best feed our wonderful companion animals with compassion for all animals. We've got Shilpa Manjeshwar, who's going to teach us about somatic breath work and Ho'oponopono. We've got somebody coming to do heart math, and Judy Carmen, Lisa Levinson.
I think it's great that Lisa Levinson, every morning before breakfast, will be leading morning body movement activities.
Yeah, Judy Carmen leads a daily prayer, and her being is so amazing. So we do have a whole team of well-known vegans and some amazing people that have been vegan for a long, long time that aren't like household names. There's both. I guess what I have to say, it is magical, it is mystical, it is wonderful, and it is the intersection of what I would call earth consciousness, animal love, and spirituality. And those three circles create a Venn diagram, which is exactly one circle. So anybody out there who is vegan or who has people in their lives who may be interested in veganism, who are also on the spiritual path and conscious of the earth, this is the place to be at Unity Village, October the 29th through November 1st. I have to also add that we have three plant-based meals, three plant-based dinners. We have them curated by local chefs. These are amazing chefs. And we like to have the food at a really, really high caliber because we want to really help our non-vegan friends or our pre-vegan friends understand that you can have amazing, amazing food without using animals. And so we really prove that out through our food.
Nice. That is great. Wow.
And it is curated by vegan chefs. Vegan chefs that are creating beautiful vegan food, and all made from plants. No animal products. We do walk away with a renewed commitment, a restored energy, a higher consciousness, and a renewed commitment to bring forth a new creation on this planet, to bring forth what I consider as a minister, what God is wanting to form on this planet through us, the original intention that we are all living in peace and harmony together, and that human beings are created to create and to be in relationship with the divine and to be caretakers of all of creation. That relationship has been broken. And that relationship with animals and the earth is something that we are being called to restore. And I do believe it's a divine calling. I don't think this is just some ego thing. I think there are many of us on the planet now that are divinely called to restore that right relationship with animals and the planet. And so we are the ones that come together at this retreat every year. Take a look at my website, thespiritualforum.org/retreat. Everything about the retreat is on that page, including all the speakers and their bios and information about hotels. We do have a wonderful hotel right on site, so there's no transportation needed. You can just walk across the street, and you'll see some pictures of the Unity Village grounds, and you'll learn everything that you need to know. And if you need to know more, you can email me at revcarolsaunders@gmail.com.
Thank you, Rev Carol. And I think this is so important on many levels. And one of them is that in vegan advocacy, I've noticed that many vegan advocates and activists can receive pushback. The vegan activists were on the street volunteering their time with their signs, "Why aren't you vegan yet?" And they're coming from a place of love and compassion and justice. And I would say the most common pushback they're getting is God gave us dominion over the animals, and God told us that that's what animals are here for. So could you please discuss that? Because I think that is so important, especially in your beautiful, inclusive retreat coming up.
Yeah, it's really an interesting conversation to have, and it's very challenging conversation to have, because if people think that everything in the Bible is truth,
then you can't convince them that this scripture could have been altered, or this scripture, you know, it doesn't, is inconsistent with that scripture, or the scripture wasn't translated appropriately. They're very, very, very stuck in their ways. So I find that a lot of people worship the Bible, not God. I find that a lot of people are really stuck on what the Bible says versus what does God say. There's an experience of God. And if you believe that God is love, universal love, I just invite everyone who believes that to walk right into a slaughterhouse. Just walk in there and look at how animals are being treated. And you tell me, is that God? In Genesis, everyone was given plants to eat. It was God's original intention that there be a peaceful, loving, harmonious environment for all of God's creatures, all of God's creation. We have fallen away from that. And so we keep going to things that were created in the fallen away state, including the Bible, and saying that's truth. How can it be? Come back to just original, basic truths. God is love, and God gave to humans, they use the word dominion, but you got to look over, you got to look beyond that. Dominion does not mean I can whack someone's head and stab them in the heart. That's not dominion. Dominion is caretaking. It is that you are like an older brother. When you leave your teenage child in charge of your younger child, when you go out and he's in charge of the younger child, you don't say, hey, and by the way, you can slit his throat and you can beat him up and you can do whatever you want with him. No, you give to the older child responsibility to take care of the younger child because you love them both. And you've given a higher responsibility to one that has a little higher capacity. So everybody, I swear to God, the Bible is written by meat eaters and non-meat eaters. And if you look at it that way, you start to realize that the prophets were constantly trying to correct what other people were saying because they had a kind of a direct connection to God. And they said, God does not like sacrifice. God's sick of this stuff. And then you have the meat eaters that are saying, well, God told us this. The Bible was written by humans, and they had different points of view. So I like to go back to just the original intention, the original design, and also just define God as love. Now, if you want God to be, you know, some sort of satanic creature, then the slaughterhouses look like they're God created. You know, I mean, there's no way that any loving creator would be okay with the way in which humans are systemically and horrifically abusing creation. So that's how I look at it. Cam may have different views because he looks at scripture and he looks at history and all that kind of stuff. I just start with, it doesn't make any sense that a God that loves all of creation would hand to humans the permission to harm, to exploit, to enslave, to kill, and to torture. That doesn't make sense, and I believe God makes sense. So that's how I look at it. Does that help?
Yes, very much. Yes, very much. Thank you. And how about the story of Jesus in the temple, and that the basement of the temple is actually a slaughterhouse, and it was a powerful act of animal liberation?
Animals were, the temple was a slaughterhouse, and it was a capital corporation, you know, it's what people are really generally against today. I think that Jesus was really about bringing down all of those systemic structures that enslaved anybody. And so he believed that people could have a direct connection to God. You don't have to go through all of this. So he was really about changing the culture of the temple. And animal sacrifice was a big cha-ching, cha-ching money maker, fed the priests lots of money, and the bankers and those that are exchanging money. It's a big, huge corporate proposition. So, yeah, when he freed the animals, he didn't just go in and said, you know, my temple should be a house of prayer, but you've made it into a den of thieves. He freed the animals. So he did something. He turned the tables and he freed the animals. So his whole life was about demonstrating, you know, a God-centered, loving, peaceful life. And so the release of the animals was huge. let them go. Now, Cam Waters' talk title is The Tables Have Turned, Good News for All Creatures. So I think he's going to talk about using that Jesus turning the tables in the temple. And so it's kind of a like turning the Titanic, but things are changing and moving. And I think things kind of move slowly, but we also know the 100th monkey effect. You know, all it takes is that 100th monkey, and then things can really turn on a dime for the collective consciousness of love and peace to make these tables completely turn in favor of the animals if we rise up in consciousness. That's my belief, and that's really the basis for this year's retreat.
Tune into Vegan Nation. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Reverend Carol.
Yes, goes in motion. We're the non-dual potion. We dream and we harvest.
This is O People by Charity Khan with one of her bands called The Invisible Bee.
We abandoned long ago. Now we sing the life in. So we can laugh and run again. So we can truly live again. We are unafraid and naked. Standing in our power. Claiming our seat. In this urgent hour. The world needs our wisdom. The world needs our compassion. The world needs our vision. And our deepest creation. Our deepest creation.
Thank you very much for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Where is the most joy? Where is the highest good? Where is the sweet spot? The dignity you never lost. Nothing can malign it. Harm or undermine it. It is indestructible. And you are invincible. We are invincible. We are invincible.
We're joined by Reverend Carol Saunders, who's joining us from Wisconsin.
That's the way it ought to be. That's the way it's gotta be.
We're discussing the upcoming Whole Planet Spirituality Forum and Retreat in Missouri. Much thanks for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Welcome back from the break. We're very fortunate to be joined by Reverend Carol Saunders, who's the founder of Whole Planet Spirituality Forum and Retreat, happening this autumn, October 29th to November 1st, just outside of Kansas City in Missouri. And I have a question for you based on what you were just talking about in that higher level of consciousness. In that I think that your retreat is very powerful and very important. So thank you, and thank you to all the participants. When I think about the state the world is in right now in 2026, and all the wars and the bombs and the guns and the suffering, and it goes on and on and on, decade after decade, century after century, affecting someone somewhere at some time in some way, it makes sense to me about the boomerang effect and Christ's teaching of as you sow, so shall you reap, and that when we have billions of people throughout the ages all praying for peace, yet when we have 99% of the human population participating in non-vegan activities, which is exploitation, slavery, and violence towards our animal kin, that those are vibratory frequencies. And that's why I think the world is still in a state of violence, because we aren't getting to that root core, that we're actually not just the actions, but then actually consuming it into our body. And so it makes sense to me that authentic veganism, animal liberation, is the key to peace on earth. And that makes so much sense, because it's the one topic that still in 2026 is censored, ignored, and dismissed by every facet of human society and every culture. So it makes sense to me. It's like, there it is. It's so obvious.
There it is. Yeah. It's really interesting. Right now I'm taking care of my 4-month-old grandson. My daughter started work, and so I'm kind of his nanny this week, and I'm just really enjoying it. But I'm mentioning this because it's really funny what he does. He's really hungry, and I kind of put the bottle in his mouth, and he pulls back, and he doesn't really take it, but it's right there. So it takes me a while to kind of coax him into going ahead and taking the bottle. I mentioned that to my daughter, and she goes, "Isn't that true of humanity, though? I mean, the answer is right there. What we want is right there, and yet we kind of refuse it." That's what we do, you know, not only when we're 4 months old, but when we're older. It's right there. The answer is right there. And yet people are so stuck in their own belief systems, and they're stuck in their habits, and they're stuck in their addictions. And meat is an addiction. And people are really stuck in having to defend themselves. And I think there are billions of people on this planet, as we know, and I think that there are many, many, many different levels of consciousness on this planet. There are some old souls, there are some new souls, and I think that's really kind of rough to talk to people who are kind of a lower level new soul come onto this planet that's very, very, very stuck in the physical, in the material world. It's kind of hard to talk to them about, you know, rising up in consciousness. And anybody who's like a lover of freedom, when you bring this up to them, like, okay, I'm for freedom too. Everyone should be free. Nobody should be enslaved. And that includes the animals. They will balk at that. Oh, no, no. It's like, well, how can you possibly think that? If we don't reset at this place where we do not participate in animal agriculture, then we're going to come develop another society that's just like where we are. We have to come back to that core Eden consciousness, what I believe was originally intended and created, whether you believe in the actual story of Genesis or not, but I do believe we come from this place where everything was harmonious. And you can just kind of feel it, because we're all kind of like yearning for that. The only way we can get there is if we move higher in consciousness, release all of our habits and all of our addictions and all of our defenses and all of our wounds and all of that, and create a world that doesn't exploit anyone. Because as long as we have the thought that any being on this planet is here for me, for my purposes, as long as we have that thought, we will always have slavery. We will always have war. We will always have domination. We will always have this exploitation. We'll always have horrible, horrible things going on this planet from human to human. It's right there. It's so obvious. And like my little grandson, who it's obvious he wants his bottle, but he won't take it. It just reminds me of that human, strange human capacity we have for not really wanting. You know, we have to really want this Edenic world. But I have to say, for me, I know there's only one thing I can manage, and that's myself. And this is one of the things that we focus on at the retreat. We can manage ourselves. I can't change my neighbor. I can change myself. I can become a better Carol every single day. I can learn more. I can love more and my forgiveness more. I can just be a more peaceful being more in all of my interactions. And I believe that emanates. It impacts the whole.
Thank you, Rev Carol. And let's hear a recap of the Whole Planet Spirituality Form and Retreat coming up near Kansas City.
You can check it all out at thespiritualform.org/retreat. It is Thursday, October 29th through Sunday, November the 1st. Fly into Kansas City. We've got all sorts of information for how to get from the airport to Unity Village.
Animals and World Religions Banner Traveling Exhibit by curator Dr. Lisa Kemmerer will be there. Tapestry is a vanguard knowledge-generating force working on behalf of changemakers, activists, educators, and people of faith, weaving a kind and peaceful world for all living beings.
you will find your people here. You will find your people here, and you will go away with a community of people and also inspiration to go do the work that you've been called to do in this world.
Now, one thing I want to make sure everybody knows is this is an in-person event, and I love in-person events where you can really connect and look into the eyes of people, but we also know that not everyone can attend that way for a variety of reasons. So we do offer a virtual attendance option. And we try our best to make the virtual experience as close to the in-person experience as possible. We also have a daily option if you can only come for one day.
Thank you, Rev Carol. And for the in-person, is it Thursday night to Sunday, October 29th to November 1st? Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, you can come when you can on Thursday. We have activities beginning at 1:30 p.m. So if you arrive at lunchtime, we've got a nature walk, we've got a presentation, and we've got a tour going on Thursday afternoon before dinner. Most people come around dinner time, but if you're there earlier, we've got stuff going on. And then we actually do an official close on Sunday before lunch, but Renee King Sonnen will be doing her dialogue session after lunch on Sunday. So if you really want to see her, you'll want to stay until Sunday night. We wrap everything up completely around 3:30 on Sunday.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you, Rev Carol.
Well, it is just such a pleasure. I'm so appreciative. And let's go Vegan Nation.
Yes.
Gather round to see the ending of the desert night. Remember all the roses and the Buddha in the garden. Beloved lady, turn to dust, and finally we understand. Look into the eyes of the other and see how beautiful we are.
How Beautiful We Are by vegan musician Sally Zito. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. Much thanks to Reverend Carol and all the participants at the Whole Planet Spirituality Forum and Retreat, and for the vegan musicians. Please join us again next week at the same time. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Let's go out with Still the Line by Sally Zito.
Give us comfort.
Vegan Nation show, we also heard the music from the album Islands of Light by composer and pianist Will Tuttle, and we'll close the show with his song, The Cow Song.
Still the line, stop the trucks, freeze the production, take them down off their hooks, tell the knocker to put down his gun. Swing the gates up and let them all run, 'cause today is the day that everyone